107 WIRX. Everything that rocks. No
one. Good morning. What's happening? 7:08 and 47. Plugging right along on this Tuesday, man. We got a high of 55 today, low of 38 tonight. Rain pretty much throughout. Right now, it's time for your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, first I have to mention big day. Big day. It has made soft wieners rejoice. On this day in 1998, in the U.S., the FDA approved the prescription drug Viagra. It was the first pill for male impotence. And you know what? Made a lot of people happy. That little blue pill just made life harder, but in a good way. Yeah? I think that's a good tagline for him. Making life harder, but in a good way. Viagra. A scientist from Washington University believes we will have the technology to read minds by 2038. Dr. Eric Luthart says he is confident that in around 20 years, humans will be able to get brain transplants that connect the brains to the internet, allowing them to share information with others. So instead of surfing the internet for blogs and news, we'll be surfing other people's brains. I think this is horrible. All right. I know what goes on in my horrible, sick brain. I don't know if I want to delve into other people's stuff. Like, it's fine. This is the brain I have. I'm used to it. Okay. But I think we're going to get to some dark stuff, folks. I don't know if this is good. Let everyone just stay out of everyone's brain. And this is just another way for the government to read our minds, man. All right. One step closer to just handing over our identities to them and just being in pods surrounded by goo. Tell you. One of the great online institutions is over. Sadly, Craigslist just announced they're killing their personals section, which includes two legendary sections, misconnections and casual encounters. Man, those were just a hoot to read. Well, it's all because of a law steamrolling through Congress with good intentions but terrible execution. That law is an anti-sex trafficking act, which sounds good and necessary, but the law would go after any website that's used for sex trafficking. Craigslist is one, but really Google, Facebook, and any comment section could also fall under the definition. Groups that fight human trafficking, former victims, and even the Department of Justice say it's missing the point. Real action needs to be taken to stop human traffickers, because going after websites won't stop the traffickers. They'll just find other sales methods. So really there's nothing they can do about it at this point if the bill goes through. And if you, are looking for love on Craigslist, first of all, really set the bar a little bit higher, and second, you won't be able to anymore. that's the bottom of the barrel. When you finally reach Craigslist, casual encounters, that's where weird stuff happens, man. And lastly, Napoleon Dynamite cost only $400,000 to make and grossed over $46 million worldwide. So when a movie sports that kind of positive cost-to-profit ratio, you've got to assume there will be a sequel. Evidently, the folks behind the movie agree. Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in Napoleon Dynamite, appeared on a Dallas talk show and confirmed that there have been talks about making a Napoleon Dynamite 2. He says most of the rumors circulating about other Napoleon projects like television show or a series of comic books are nothing but rumors, but he confirms that they're at least talking about making another movie. Very early stage at this point, but who knows, maybe 2019, 2020, we could see Napoleon Dynamite 2, see Napoleon and Pedro and Kip and Uncle Rico all older. That movie came out, in 2004? So it's got some years on it. It would be interesting to see what they do. Who knows? There you go. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?